Le verbe faire is used quite much in French language, and then I thought it might be useful to make a little lesson regarding the verb faire and the different uses we've got for this verb. And of course, so I can show you the example, we'll have the translation. Okay, so faire here, and then we've got an example here, faire un gâteau. Un gâteau, it's a cake. Okay, and in that case, of course, if you want to translate that, well, you could use this to make. Okay, and then faire un dessin, a drawing, faire un dessin. In that case, it would be translated with to do. Okay, so these are, of course, the two first translations that normally we tend to use when we translate the verb faire. Okay, but then we'll see that we've got other uses of faire. For instance, faire du piano. Okay, and in that case, well, clearly you would translate it with to play. Okay, faire du piano. Then it could be as well faire du foot, du football, so basket, whatever. So we're talking here about sport activity, and in that case it will be also to play. Okay, faire les magasins. Okay, magasin, we're talking about boutique, so shops, and in that case it would be to go shopping. Okay, so faire un gâteau, faire un dessin, faire du piano, faire du foot. Faire les magasins. Okay, let's see some other uses. Here, faire le mort. Okay, to play dead. Faire le mort, so it could be faire le fou, faire something. So actually, you pretend to be something that you're not. Okay, so in that case, faire le mort, to play dead. Faire 10 euros. It's quite interesting because we tend to use that quite often as well when you're talking about the price, so the how much it will cost. Okay, so ça fait 10 euros. Okay, in that case, translation would be to cost. It's also possible to use this faire when you're talking about the weight, so faire 300 grammes. Or then it's also possible if you're want to talk about your size. So in that case, when you say faire 1,80 m, of course, you're talking about your size, so to be tall. And then faire du diabète. So you can see that it's also possible to use it when we're talking about medical things. And then so it would be in that case to have, of course. Ne rien faire, and especially this sentence, it's quite common to use this, ça ne fait rien, okay? And the translation would be, it doesn't matter, okay? So, ça ne fait rien, ça ne fait rien. Other little modification, ça ne me fait rien, okay? So, ça ne me fait rien, in that case, it's for me, and well, translation would be, I don't mind. Okay, so ça ne fait rien, it doesn't matter, but then ça ne me fait rien, I don't mind. Okay, then faire quelque chose, in that case it would be to act. All right, faire jeune. So when you use this expression, il fait jeune, you're talking about the appearance, so it would be to look. Okay, to look young, faire jeune. Faire bien, ça fait bien. And the translation would be to look as well, so it looks good. Okay, the last page, but not the least interesting. So il fait chaud. So you can see that we tend to use this faire when we're talking about, well, the weather or the temperature. So in that case, it's hot. And then il fait froid. So obviously, it's cold. And we've got this expression that we tend to use quite often. Il fait beau. Okay, and then the translation will be it's a nice weather or it's a lovely day. Il fait beau. Okay, you can put that, of course, at the negative form as well. Or then, ça fait 3 ans que. And in that case, the translation will be it's been 3 years since. Okay, ça fait 3 ans que. Well, then we can take another example. It would be a slightly different. Ça fait 2 ans que j'apprends le français. So the translation would be I have been learning French for 2 years.